DJ Doug at Mobile.
Enduro TR.
You guys not blowing away over there?
My head out yet. I'm just sitting here eating some grapes and reading some Airfax journal stuff. It's 60 degrees. 53% humidity, feels like 54, and the wind is from the southwest, peaking at 17.
Notice the wind, I could hear it from time to time when I was in the house. When you come outside, you can see it. The trees are not standing still.
Fly. I heard you say something about you got some new hearing aids. Well, Bernice got some new ones here a while back. We got to go over and get the profile on them changed. I think her hearing's decreased. And get it hooked up for the Bluetooth, I guess. I think you spent too much time around them model airplanes.
It sounds more bad. It was the pylon racers. It was the period of time that I was doing pylon racing. And those are extremely loud, and you're holding them less than a foot away from your head when you launch them. And I know that's what did the damage, because I know the side I launched them off of is a whole lot worse than the other side. Yeah. You don't think about that when you're younger. You pay for that when you get older, though.
You're absolutely right. When I first started shooting high-powered rifles and pistols back in Kansas, just target practice, and even when I was a kid and was hunting with shotguns, we never even gave it a thought about hearing protection until one day a guy walked up behind me on the left side. And anytime the muzzle is behind your ear, Dave, the concussion is bad enough, but the sound levels are, probably 135 or more decibels. I'm telling you, I thought he blew my eardrums out, and he just smarted off about it, and so I thought, well, Alan, you don't really know what this is like. Let me give you a taste of it. So he sat down at the bench rest, and I walked over behind him with that 270, and I shot it, and he promptly apologized and said he didn't know that either. But we didn't even... We didn't use hearing protection for a while, and after that, I got to be a real receptive of hearing protection, and I got like six pairs of those ones that automatically shut off the sound if you're shooting even a little old 22 pistol, let alone big ones.
Because I worked out in the machine shop at Michelin, and the tools can screech really loud, they used to send me like every 6 months to have my hearing checked. And they couldn't figure out why it was declining. That's when I was doing the racing, the pylon racing. And they kept questioning me until they could figure out what was going on, because they thought there was something in the machine shop that was doing that. But it wasn't the machine shop. It was the airplanes. But anyway, the hearing aids nowadays, though, they are tremendously... I mean, when I have them in... I have to question, are they working or not? So they've got an on-off button that you can press on the phone. You can turn them off from your phone, and you can turn them back on, and you can see what the difference is. And the difference is the peaks and valleys, and you don't notice the peaks and valleys that much till you turn them off and you turn them back on. And then the person goes from mumbling to, you know, crispy, clear words, very well enunciated. But without the hearing aid in, they're not enunciated at all.
Intrigued. The first ones Bernice got over at Costco's were Siemens, and then some other company bought them out. But, I don't know. I think they were 1600 at first. I think they're about 1900 now. She lost one right after the warranty went out on them, of course. And I blame that on, and she does too, the masks during COVID. You got to be very careful, because you pulled one of them out and you're not going to find it. They're so small. But the profile there on the computer, I could watch them program it there at Costco's. And I was a little skeptical, you know, but they really do a good job. And it's just amazing, you know, they can extenuate where you need it and or you don't. And then it's got DSP in it, and it also is supposed to help the tinea, or not tinea, you know, yeah, I guess it is, tinnitus. And she says she's going to do some research and see if there's some that better attenuate that, because it bothers her. And it must be really loud, because Bernice never complains about anything, but there's not really much they can do about that.
Yes, I'm not sure exactly what that is. And the ones that I've got, they talk about it, but they're out of my area of expertise. But it's got, you can program them, and you can, once you get them situated for the ambience, right, which that could be at a restaurant with a whole bunch of people talking, or that could be in a room all by yourself, and you're listening to, you know, tapes, like trying to learn how to get your upgrade. That could be 100 different things, and you can save that as a profile, and you can always go back to that. So, but it takes a little while. I mean, it's not like you buy them, you put them in, you're done. It takes a little tweaking and learning how they work to get them just right.
This, Dave, is like a steady sound. I'm going to say just like 1,000 hertz, but it's just and it can vary as to the decibel level. And I think a lot of it's age, but not necessarily so. But Dave, in that machine shop I worked at, I'd be in the electric shop, and there was a 100-inch boring mill across the way from us, and they did tire molds on those a lot, by the way, and the inserts with the tread rings and that. And if they'd break a tool and that operator wasn't right on the ball, that sound was above the threshold of pain. I mean, you had to stick your fingers in your ears and get away from it. It hurt so bad. And, man, I'd give them the dickens over it. But, you know, when they mandated wearing hearing protection, those guys out on the floor that were running those air tools that drilled the little bitty 16th-inch holes for the little tits on the tires like they used to have, which I don't think they have that anymore. You know, so the mold, when they cast the mold, it would there would be no voids. They drill those by hand all day long, and those air grinders were tremendously high RPM. And they'd stick their earplugs in up and down rather than down in their ears. Gripe, gripe, gripe. And, oh, not long after that company closed down, after I'd been there 32 years, you'd meet some of the old-timers that had been there, and you'd say something to them, and their first answer was, huh? And that's the ones that wouldn't wear the earplugs.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
I didn't pick it up. I am picking up my lunch at the window. W4DJW.
Hello, Tom, and good afternoon to both of you. Well, I just finished my lunch. Went to Blue Bay Seafood and had baby shrimp and coleslaw and fried okra, and it was a good lunch. Go ahead, Tom.
Great. Well, Bernice made homemade vegetable soup yesterday, and it was awesome, and homemade breadsticks and toasted cheese. Today I just had eggs and sausage and a cup of coffee and some toast with her homemade raspberry jelly on it. But it's a beautiful day, but the wind's blowing 17 miles an hour out of the... Well, it's varying from southwest to northwest still, and they say it's going to be that way most of the day, Rusty. Well, Dave just got some new hearing aids like you also, and we were discussing those, and tell the guys where I used to work, they'd almost get fired. I mean, the managers would get on them and tell them to get those earplugs in right, and they would, and as soon as the manager was out of sight, they'd pull them out and stick them in vertically then, which did not attenuate the sound any. And they're the ones that are walking around that can't hear their grandkids now. Well, we'll see if Dave's back, and if he's not, you pick it up, Rusty. This is Enzo T.R.
JW, I am back. And those vents you were talking about, Tom, those drills with the air drill that is extremely loud, I know what you're talking about, because the RPM is like 60,000 RPM. It's really high. Only tire manufacturers that put those on tires are the tire manufacturers that don't know how to vent a mold. You'll never see one of those on a Michelin tire. Never, ever. Never have been, never are, never will be, because they know how to properly vent the tire when it cures in the mold. But, Rusty, somehow I need to get a hold of you and get your phone number. Or I need to give you mine. So, and I am driving, so I can't write right now. Are you driving? And if not, can I give you my number now?
Dave, so I can't write things down right now either. So, as I was telling Tom, I just finished eating food at Blue Bay Seafood Restaurant for lunch. I'm going to give you an easy email address to remember. And you should be able to get through that and send me an email with your phone number, and I'll get in touch with you. It's my call sign at bellsouth.net. You think you can remember that?
Absolutely. That's no problem. I know a lot of people at bellsouth.net. And I know your call sign, so I can do that. So, good enough. Anyway, whatever I can do to be of help. Go ahead, Rusty, it's your turn, and then pass it to Tom. W4DJW.
Yep. Well, and I'll I tell you what, it did some raining last night, which I was slightly late for because I was paying attention to the time, doing some things at the house, and trying to get some things done around and all that. So that got me distracted and not watching the time, but I made it there. I wasn't the only one that was late. There were some that came in after me, and some folks that didn't make it at all just due to the weather. But I can understand that, because it was nasty last night. Anyway, W2T Mobile. Go ahead, Tom.
10-0-TR. Well, Dave, I didn't know that, but I never buy anything but Michelin's, and haven't for many years. I love them. I usually research them a little bit to see which one's the quietest for the Avalon, because there is a difference in the road noise. I let a guy up in Sam's one time in Joplin, Missouri, talk me into using some other ones because they didn't have ours in stock. And they were Michelin's, but they weren't the ones I wanted. And they had a big sign on the wall that says, guaranteed or your satisfaction or your money back. And about 2 weeks later, I took it back, and I said, the wife don't like it. And I said, my wife never complains about anything. So I said, you're going to have to order the other ones. And he did, and remounted them and balanced them for free. But Michelin makes a fantastic tire. I get them down at Discount Tires. Now, the ones on this newer car now are old, those Korean ones, I think, Hunkow or whatever. And they're all right, but you know me. When I go back to the Michelins, just like the Avalons, I hope I don't have to ever buy another car. But if I go to get new tires, it will be Michelins for sure. But I didn't know about those little vents, and yes, that was for Goodyear. We did those in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and then we ship them up to Topeka, Kansas, to Goodyear. And some of them were as much as 24 foot in diameter, Dave.
There and work with them. And I was teaching them how to do them, and before Michelin bought Uniroyal and Goodrich, and there's another one, I can't remember it. But I'd go from one manufacturer to the other, and I was teaching them how to do CAD-CAM so that they could build our molds when our mold manufacturing process wasn't fast enough because demand was so high. Michelin's, they sell all their tires before they're made, just about. And so they can't make molds fast enough because, you know, tires wear out of mold after you tear so many of them in there. But I do the same thing. I have Continentals on this Maxima when I got it new. And I hated to throw them away and put Michelin's on them right away. That was my original intent. But I drove it so little, there's really no need to. But they finally got to where their point, they were halfway worn out, and I said, okay, I'm done with these tires. And just put Michelin's on it about 2 weeks ago. So I'm enjoying the smooth ride. But anyway, I am about to turn in the driveway, so I'm going to pass it over to Rusty and let you guys carry on. Good talking to you, Tom. And I'll shoot you an email, Rusty. W4DJ, that'd be clear.
Oh, I worked out just fine because I just pulled into my parking place here, and I got to get out and go pick a limb up out of the driveway and then get in the house, and I'm expecting the delivery here in a little while. So anyway, good to talk to you, Dave, and I'll be looking for the email. I'll give you a call later this afternoon, and I'll send you my number, and you can call me. Anyway, and I'll talk to you inside on the I'll be on the radio inside in about 15 minutes or so. Talk to you later. N0TRW2T. 73s, guys.
And 73. And Rusty, another reason I forgot to tell you last night, at Winter Field Day, Ariel was only transmitting 15 watts and on simplex and on ground wave. So that's another reason that you probably never would have heard him down there. And just a few miles. Leroy tried him on VHF simplex, and he couldn't get him either, and Leroy had a real strong signal here. So, not surprising. We'll catch you later. W2T and 0TR Clinton.